that hate Papa Joe. Hey, so this camera here has a lens error I told you about. I've decided not to send it into Nikon and just deal with it. I'd like to get closer in on things, but I guess that's the metaphor with this. I got a little bit too close and it's broken. I'm sure if I sent this thing into fucking Nikon, they'd be like, this thing is all fucking banged up and fucked up. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to get some mileage out of this guy, and I have. It's just my Bard. Whenever I get one of these portable devices here, yeah, that's cool. There's a whole truck bed full of just smashed car parts. Whenever I get these cameras, that's the upshot and downshot, is that I use the hell out of it, but in the process, I beat the shit out of it. And it's just one of those things that you just can't protect. I'd send this thing in and they'd charge me. I know they would. They'd give you a bunch of grief. The outer O-ring was so banged up, I had to take it off, and all that stuff. So this lens is always kind of fucked up, but I'm waiting for that self, that digital camera that is like almost indestructible. Made out of some weird titanium shit, and the glass is fucking some macho newfangled fucking thing that 3M comes up with, because I fuck these things up. You know, when you have it in your pocket all the time and you're pulling it in and out, it's just going to be one of those little casualties. But at any rate, I'll tell you what, man, you know, I don't know that I've experienced anything as tough as parenting is. As much as I love it, there's many benefits you get out of it. It's a non-stop thing. Non-stop. There's always something you have to work on. There's always something that comes down the pipeline. But anyway, that's like I've said before, and I believe it. If it starts becoming easy, then you're probably not doing it the right way or trying hard enough. So it's all good. So construction. Let's talk about construction. Constant fucking construction around me. Everywhere I go. Constant fucking construction. Let's see what else is going on here. Yeah, there's this sign up here that I go by every day. It says cash reward, $21,000 for a murder in Harrisonville. And they have a sketch, a composite sketch, charcoal sketch of the guy. And the guy looks like a murderer. He kind of does and doesn't. He looks, he's one of those unassuming guys that walks in. You're like, you have no idea where to even start with the story. You're like, he could be a farmer. He could be a retail clerk. He could be a murderer. He could be a veterinarian. He could be a murderer. It's like, you know, there's some people I see on those billboards where I'm like, I'm not quite sure if that's the story, you know? Or, you know, suspects and framing them up. But I'll tell you what, let me tell you this, pal. The other day I saw the most fucking freaky picture I've ever seen. One of the most freaky pictures. And I've seen some weird fucking shit over time, but that Phil Spector guy, the guy that invented the Wall of Sound, the music producer from Motown, and even with the Beatles and all that, well, he was accused of murdering this actress, and I'm sure you knew about this before everything went down with you, that it was like attempted murder, and that guy looked like a clown ball every time he'd walk into fucking the courtroom. Every time I saw pictures of him, he just looked insane. Well, anyway, his mug, he got convicted. His mugshot the other day was, I mean, it gave me a pang in my chest. It was so fucking whacked out and fucking silly. I mean, he had his eyes wide fucking open, no expression on his lips, just like completely just like parsed. It was fucking fucked up. That guy looked like a caged animal ready to explode. So he's probably going to be doing some time. Anyway, sunnier escapes, it's spring, it's starting to get warm, kids are getting outside, we're all having little spring visions of dreams in our heads, and we're going to keep fucking, well, it looks like all these car lots, there's this Dodge lot up here, it just doesn't have as many cars as it used to. That's the other thing too that would be interesting to talk to you about now, the collapse of the auto industry and the thinning out. I mean, it's like everybody drives everywhere. I don't know how the fucking auto industry can collapse, especially here in the Midwest. It's like, that's all we fucking do. We drive all the time, driving everywhere, you know? So, supply and demand, I guess. All right, pal. We love you. We long for you. Be enjoyed over there on the other side with your new... Effervescence. That was intentional. Keep on keeping on.